Indeed, we love to live in the mountain.
是的，我们愿意住在高山上。
But we need to also to pass through the valleys.
但是我们也要经过低谷。
Nevertheless, the means is because the valley is the means we go on higher ground.
因为经过低谷，我们就可以到高处。
So we shouldn't, you know, just pass through.
我们不仅仅是经过。
We need to go in to the higher ground.
我们要进到高处。
This is the goal.
这是我们的目的。
But in going through the goal, we need to pass through these valleys.
但是在达到目的之前，我们需要经过低谷。
So let's continue the series of messages concerning Jehovah, the God of the valleys.
我们继续我们的有关这个耶和华的谷的信息。
Okay, let's turn our Bible to Judges chapter 7.
我们翻到
chapter 6, verse 33 and 34.
我们翻到四世纪第六章第三十三节到三十四节，第六章三十三、三十四。
Yeah, Judges chapter 6, verse 33 and 34.
四世纪第六章三十三、三十四。
Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were scattered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him.
那时米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都聚集过河，在耶斯列平原安营。耶和华的灵降在基甸身上，他就吹角，亚比以谢族就聚集跟随他。There
is a valley here called the Valley of Jezreel.
这里有一个谷，这个谷的名字叫做耶斯列谷，或者翻译成耶斯列平原。Another
valley in 1 Samuel chapter 17.
在另外一股是在撒母耳记上十七章，verse
2 and 3.
第二节，第三节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 2 and 3.
撒母耳记上十七章第二、第三节。
And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them.
扫罗和以色列人也聚集在以拉谷安营，百列队伍要与腓利士人打仗。腓利士人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边山上，当中有谷。And
another verse which we are all very familiar, the 23rd Psalm.
另外一节圣经是有一个地方提到山谷，是我们非常熟悉的经文，是诗篇。
What is the most famous Psalms?
想问一下，诗篇里面最有名的高中生。
The Valley of the Shadow of Death. Yes, Psalms 23, verse 1 to 4.
诗篇23篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
诗篇24篇第一节到第四节。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安息的水边。 他是我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。So
we see here there is a valley of the shadow of death.
我们在这里看见有一个死荫的幽谷。Another
valley in Jeremiah 19.
另外一个地方山谷是耶利米书第十九章。Verse
2 and 3.
第二节到第三节。
And go forth unto the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim this the words that I shall tell thee, and say, Hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus said the Lord of hosts, and the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, that which whosoever heareth, his ears shall tingle.
耶利米书第十九章第二、第三节，出去到新嫩子谷哈尔西的门口那里，宣告我所吩咐你的话，说：犹大君王和耶路撒冷的居民啊， 当听耶和华的话，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，我必使灾祸临到这地方，凡听见的人都必耳鸣。
Here we read there is a valley of him.
我们这里看见有一个叫做新嫩之谷。
Joel chapter 3 verse 2.
最后一节是在约珥书第三章。
第二节。
第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 2. And I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them, therefore my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land.
约珥书第三章第二节，我要聚集万民，带他们下到约沙法谷，在那里施行审判，因为他们将我的百姓，就是我的产业以色列，分散在列国中，又分取我的地土。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your word once again, we pray that you open our eyes.
主，我们再一次来到你话语的面前，求主你来开我们的心。
That we might see you in your word.
你开我们的眼，这样让我们可以看见你的话语。
Today we want to say to you, Lord, we humble ourselves before you.
今天我们在你的面前，我们愿意谦卑我们的心。
Lord, we want to say we know nothing.
我们愿意说不知道什么。
Reveal yourself to us.
你向我们开启你的自己。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Last time I shared with you that our God is not only the God of the hills, but also the God of the valleys.
上一次我跟你大家分享，我们的主不仅仅是山神，也是平原的神。
This valley is revealed to us who God is and how He deals with His people.
让我们看见他在什么地方掌权，是怎么样得着他的名。
Last time I shared with you two valleys.
上一次我和大家分享了两个山谷。
Firstly is the valley of what? Ask.
第一个谷是叫做雅斯各谷。
The Valley of Eshcol.
雅斯各谷。
Which is a place of plenty.
这个谷的意思是说满了丰富。
In other words, God has prepared a land for us to enjoy.
也就是说主他为我们预备了一个地我们可以去享受的。
And this is unchanged promise.
这是不改变的应许。
It is like eternal possession.
这是永远的得着。
Nevertheless, when this promise becomes a possession, we need to step out in faith.
应许成为得着，我们需要迈出我们的信心的脚。
We need to step out in obedience to the word of God.
我们需要向着主的话语顺服。
In order that this promise can become a reality.
也就是说，让这个应许变成事实。
When the children of Israel, by faith, step on that land.
当以色列民他们凭着信心迈出信心的脚步
Then the land became a reality to them.
当他们把脚放上这个应许之地的时候应许就变成了事实
Today it's altogether the same principle.
今天这是一样的原理
God has promised a lot of riches for us to be enjoyed in Christ Jesus.
神有实在是有非常多的丰富让我们可以得着
But for us to enjoy Christ we need to step out in obedience to the word of God.
但是能得享基督里完全的丰富，我们需要迈出我们信心的脚。
Then the word of God become a reality to us.
这样主的话就成为事实。
The second valley is the valley of Achor.
这第二个山谷是雅各谷。
It is a place of purging.
这意思是清除的谷。
We need to what? To deal with our sins.
我们需要来对付我们的罪。
One of the main hindrance for us.To enjoy Christ is the sin in our life.
有一个让我们没有办法得享神的丰富的一个拦阻，就是我们的罪。
Yes, God has a promise.
是的，神他有他的应许。
This promise can become a reality.
这个应许可以变为事实。
But if there is sin in our life,
但是如果我们的生活中有罪
，then sin is a hindrance to our enjoyment.
这个罪就成为我们得着这个丰富的的男主
We can see the experience of what of Joshua and the children of Israel.
我们可以看见约雅时代的以色列民
They are about to win a victory.
他们打爱城
They win a victory.
他们要得着那个胜利
But before that, there is a sin called the sin of Achan.
但是在得着胜利之前，那有一个罪，这个罪的名字叫做雅各
It is contagious.
这是传染的罪
It robs them of the victory.
以至于使他们没有办法得着这个胜利。
To such an extent, the Bible tells us the Lord said, "I will not be with thee anymore until this sin has been dealt with."
以至于圣经上说，神耶和华说，我不与你们同在，直到你们除去这个罪。
Yes, indeed. After the sin was dealt with, then they gained victory in Ai.
是的，当这个罪被除掉之后，他们就在爱城得胜。
Today I want to share the last five valleys.
今天我要再分享另外的五个山谷。
The third valley is the valley of Jezreel.
第三个山谷是叫做耶斯列谷，或者翻译成耶斯列平原。
It is called what the place of power.
这个名字的意思是说能力的山谷。
Story between Gideon and the Midian.
这个山谷是在米甸人和亚玛利人之间。
Yeah, we know that the children of Israel have been suffered tremendously under the Midianites for 7 years.
我们知道以色列民那时候在米甸人的手下实在是受苦了7年。
And to such an extent, the Bible tells us there is no sheep, no goats in their midst.
以至于在他们中间没有牛，没有羊。
Every time the time of the harvest, the Midianites will come like locusts.And burn all the produce of the land.
每一次当丰收的时候，米甸人就来把他们的粮食都抢夺了。
And the children of Israel need to hide in mountains, in caves.
以色列民他们只好躲在山洞里。
And then it's been going on for 7 years.
这样的情形持续了7年之久。
And the reason why the Midianites came and what impoverished the children of Israel is because of their sin against the Lord by the sin of idolatry.
以色列民他们遭受这样子的痛苦，一个基本的原因就是因为在他们有偶像。
It is like a discipline from the Lord.
这是神在他们身上做的管教的工作。
Until one day after the 7 years had passed, they cried to the Lord and repented before the Lord. Then the Lord came in to deliver them.
直到有一天，当他们在神的面前，忏悔，他们向神来求神来把他们从这个苦境中释放出来的时候，神才来在他们身上做工。
Is this not always our story?
这难道不是我们的故事吗？
We sin against the Lord.
我们向神犯罪。
The loving God came in to discipline us.
爱的神他来管教我们。
Then we repented.
我们悔改。
The Lord came back and delivered us.
神就回来再释放我们。
Sometimes we feel like it's going on like a cycle.
有时候我们觉得这简直就是一个循环。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
He is never sorry, he is never weary of forgiving us.
神在他里面不缺乏赦免。
As long as we turn to him and repent, he opens and forgives us of our sins.
只要我们愿意悔改在他那里，他总是来赦免我们，放我们。
When the children of Israel repented before the Lord,
当以色列民在神的面前悔改的时候，主就拣选了基甸来拯救他的百姓。
But at first, Gideon rejected the offer.
但是刚开始，基甸他不愿意来顺从这个呼召。
When the angel of the Lord came and said, Gideon, thou art a what? Thou art a mighty man of valor.
当神的使者来到他的面前来呼召他的时候，
the angel said, "You are a mighty man of valor."
使者在那里说，你是大能的勇士。
Verse 15 says, "O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house."
六章十五节这里说到，便说主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拉西支派中是自贫穷的，我在我父家是自微小的。
In Gideon's step, in order to lead the children of Israel, firstly, you got to be popular.
在基甸他的头脑里面，他在想，如果要拯救神的百姓，首先是必须是很有名的。
He said, "Because I'm from the tribe of Manasseh."
他说我是在马拉西支派的。
You know, the most popular tribe in the children of Israel are the tribe of Judah.
我们知道在神的百姓中最有名的支派是犹大支派。
They are the one who will lead the children of Israel, right?
他们是带领以色列民的支派。
Concerning spiritual matters, it should be the tribe of the Levites.
如果从属灵的上来说，那应该是利未支派。
Well, what will come out of Manasseh?
在马拉西支派里面能出来什么呢？
In other words, Gideon is trying to tell the angel, who will listen to me?
基甸，也就是说，基甸他想要跟天使说，谁会听我的呢
？And secondly, he said, "I am poor. My family is poor."
那接下来他说，我的家是自贫穷的。
In other words, Gideon is trying to tell the angel, "I have no resource in order to fund this mission."
也就是说，他想要跟天使说，他没有这些去做这些工作的这些能力。
Thirdly, I am the least of my father's house.
然后他又说他在他的父家是自微小的。
Speak of ability, I don't have that ability.
也就是说他没有这个能力。
This is how men think about carrying out a mission.
这就是人他的头脑里面想到要做主的工的条件。
When you go to political campaigns,
如果你去参加那些政治的竞选。
Is this not the requirements?
这难道不是要求吗
？You got to be popular, you got to have money, you got to have the ability at least to speak.
你需要很有名，你需要有金钱的支持，你需要有很好的口才。
But in God's concept, it's totally a different concept.
但是在主那里，这是完全不同的概念。
Men look at popularity, men look at money, men look at the ability to do things.
人都是看你的口，看你的金钱。看你的是不是受。
But in God's eye, the first thing we need to consider are you the chosen one.
但是在神的眼中，我们先要看的是你是不是被呼召的。
Today, thank God, we are seated here because we are the chosen generation. Amen.
今天我们感谢主，我们是被拣选的族类。
Today, we thank God, we are the chosen generation.
我们感谢主，我们是被拣选的族类。
We are chosen not because we are rich, not because we are popular, not because we have something, but because of His grace and mercy.
我们被拣选不是因着我们很受欢迎，不是因为我们很有钱，不是因为我们很有能力，我们乃是因着他的怜悯。
Today we are saved, we can come before the Lord's table because of His mercy.
我们今天能够来到主的桌前是因着他的怜悯。
And secondly, we need to know, do we love the Lord?
第二，我们需要知道我们是否爱神。
Because after Gideon was chosen by the Lord, the first thing that the Lord demanded of Gideon is to take down that altar of Baal.
所以你看见在这里，当基甸答应神的呼召的第二件事情，神要他做的第二件事情就是把那个偶像除掉。
The idols and God cannot coexist together.
神和偶像不能够同存。
Either you choose Baal or you choose God.
你要么拣选巴利，要么你拣选耶和华神。
You want to lead the children of Israel against the Midianites? Take down the altar of Baal.
你想要带你的百姓去打败米甸人吗？你需要把偶像除去。
Today, do you want to serve the Lord?
今天我们想要，你想要来侍奉神吗
？We need to take the idols in our hearts.
我们需要把我们心中的偶像除掉。
Maybe we don't have these physical idols.
也许我们在外面没有那些外面的偶像。
But what is that thing that occupies your heart the most?
但是在你的心中占据你心里面的最重要的事情是什么
Is it your job? Is it the computer? Is it the iPad? Anything?
是你的工作吗是你的计算机吗是 iPad 吗
I don't mean to say we don't need to use these things.
不是说我们不能用这些事情。
But this thing cannot be the love of our heart.
但是这些不能够夺去我们心中的。
We want to serve the Lord.We need to take out all these idols.
我们想要来侍奉神，我们需要把我们心中的偶像除去。
But after Gideon take down the altar of Baal,
当基甸把偶像除去的时候
，the third thing is that you need to build up the altar of the Lord.
第三，他需要为耶和华神筑坛。
What is to build up the altar of the Lord?
什么是为耶和华神筑坛
？We need to live a consecrated life.
我们需要过一个圣洁的生活。
We need a life that is fully consecrated to the Lord.
我们要我们的生活是向着主是完全圣洁的。
His will be done, not ours.
愿他的旨意成就，不是我们的旨意。
What he want to do, that I do.
他要我们做什么，我们就做什么。
What he want to say, that I say.
他要我们说什么，我们就说什么。
To what place he want to go, that I go.
他要我们去哪里，我们去哪里。
That is what's called the life of consecration.
这就是圣洁的生活。
Yes, a lot of us love the Lord.
是的，我们爱神。
But a lot of times when the Lord is leading us to a certain direction, we try to object.
但是有时候神要我们去一个方向，但是我们就
We feel like this doesn't make sense, Lord.
我们觉得这是没有任何的理由。
But we know Gideon lived a life of consecration.
但是基甸他顺服，他圣洁，他过了圣洁生活。
And we can see immediately when he blew the horn, immediately 32,000 people came to him.
当这里我们看见，当他吹号的时候。马上有三万多人过来跟从他。
But after 32,000 people came to him, the Lord said, it is too much.
但当三万两千人 来跟从他的时候, 主说, 太多了。
Well, in comparison to the Midianites, it is 135,000 people in what? In comparison to 32,000 people.
当我们跟米甸人的人数来对比的时候, 米甸人有超过100万, 基甸才有32,000人。
In other words, the ratio is what? 4 to 1.
也就是说是3比1, 4比1。
Yet, the Lord said it's too much.
但是主却说太多了。
If I'm Gideon, I would say, what are you talking about?
如果我是米甸, 我现在的话, 我会说, 主啊, 你在说什么?
Gideon just obeyed the Lord.
但是基甸他顺服神。
The Lord said, those who are afraid, they can go home.
主说, 害怕的人可以回去。
So only 10,000 is left.
这样只剩下10,000人。
You know what is the ratio of that?
那你下来,
13 to 1.
这个比例就变成了13比1。
Yet the Lord said, it's still too much.
但是主说还是太多了。
Bring them to the body of waters.
把他们带到水边去。
Anybody who used his hand to drink water, those are the chosen one.
用手捧水舔的喝的人是被拣选的。
Only 300 people is left.
最后只剩下300人。
You know what the ratio is? 116 to 1.
那现在的比例就变成了161比1。
If you don't live a consecrated life,
如果我们不能过一个圣洁的生活,
we just can't go on with God's way.
我们没有办法走神的道路。
But because Gideon live a consecrated life,
但是他过圣洁的生活,
whatever the Lord says, that is the way.
不管主说什么, 他都说, 那是主的道。
And because of that, he win the victory.
因着这个他得胜了。
So not only we need God's choosing.
也就是说我们不仅仅要被呼召。
Not only we need to love the Lord.
我们不仅仅要爱神。
Not only we need to live a consecrated life.
不仅仅我们要过圣洁的生活。
The fourth one, we need to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord.
第四点我们需要被神的灵充满。
In chapter 6 verse 33 says, and what? And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon.
第33节这里我们看见耶和华的灵降在基甸的身上。
And we know the rest is history.
那我们知道这接下来的故事。
Oh, Gideon doesn't even need to lift a finger against the Midianites.
我们看见基甸他不需要用小拇指就打败米甸人。
The Lord did it all for him.
主他做了所有的工作。
And this is also the reason why the Lord asked them to what? To have only 300 people.
这是什么神叫基甸只留300人。
You know what? To assure the children of Israel that this victory is not because of your power, this is clearly a God-given victory.
这是主在这里来向以色列人表明征战得胜是在乎耶和华。
Today we want to experience power.
今天我们想要经历神的能力吗?
This is the kind of principle we need to follow.
这是我们需要去遵循的原则。
Now we come to 1 Samuel chapter 17, the Valley of Elah.
接下来我们来到撒母耳记上第七,
the Valley of Elah means the what? The place of protection.
以拉谷的意思就是保护的谷。
We are protected.
我们是被保护的。
You know, David, this is a story between David and Goliath. Everybody knows about this story.
这是大卫和哥利亚的故事, 我们每个人都知道。
You know, the most interesting is when the Goliath came and challenged the children of Israel, then everybody was afraid.
最有意思的一件事情就是当哥利亚挑战神的百姓的时候, 每个人都害怕。
Well, it's not really reasonable to be afraid of.
很有理由我们害怕。
He's almost 10 feet tall.
他有差不多10尺高。
Weigh about 500 to 600 pounds.
有500到600磅重。
The weight of his armor is 125 pounds.
他的盔甲就有150磅。
The weight of the tip of the spear is 16 pounds.
他的铁枪头就有600磅。
And you know, he's an experienced seasoned warrior.
他是非常有经验的战士。
Anybody, whether you are seasoned or not, will be afraid of this person.
每个人站在战场上就非常的害怕这个人。
But the children of Israel should be afraid. It's reasonable.
以色列百姓他们是很有理由害怕。
But what is really the reason why the children of Israel is afraid?
但是那个真实的原因是什么呢?
It's because of the challenge.
是这个挑战。
It's because the Goliath said, if you win, then we will be your servants. If you lose, they will be our servants.
因为哥利亚说，如果你们赢了，我们就来侍奉你。如果我们赢了，你们就要成为我们的仆人。
You know, the children of Israel, they are a very brave people. They are not afraid to die.
以色列民他们是非常勇敢的民族，他们不害怕死。
But they are the thing, one thing that they are afraid of, because of them, the whole nation will become slaves again.
但是他们害怕一件事情，因着他们失败，整个以色列民就成为外邦人的的奴隶。
This is always a common practice in the olden times.
这是在古时候的一个很普通的一个实施。
When two armies met,
当两个军队打仗的时候，
they will ask their champion to come out and fight another champion.
他们会叫他们的最厉害的将士在一起搏斗。
And the loser and the whole nation which he represents should be subject to the demand of the winning one.
这个失败的一方就叫这个失败这一方的人都成为另外一方胜利者一方的奴隶。
And this is the thing that the children of Israel, you know.
这是为什么以色列民害怕的原因。
Who can bear that big responsibility?
谁能够承担这个责任？
We know that the children of Israel is very familiar with the concerning the story of slavery in Egypt.
他们实在是太熟悉了他们在埃及为奴的那个历史。
And they want to have freedom.
他们想要自由。
But losing just one fight, then we will all be slaves. That will never happen.
但是如果打败一个打了败仗，整个以色列民就成为奴隶，这是他们不想要看见的。
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
In the midst of all this kind of panic,
在这一切的恐惧的里面
，David came out and take the challenge.
大卫他站出来，他面对挑战。
Why? Because he knows the secret.
为什么呢？因为他知道这个秘诀。
The first secret is he regarded, you can write it down, he regarded God's glory as a priority.
你可以写下来，因为他知道第一个秘诀就是那个神是征战得胜神。
Let me read to you First Samuel chapter 17 verse 46.
那我们来读撒马耳记上十七章四十六节。
This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite theeAnd take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将腓力士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
Say that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
叫普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
You know, when Goliath take this challenge,
当
when Goliath give this challenge to the children of Israel,
当哥利亚他把这个挑战放在以色列百姓面前的时候，
it is not only an insult to the nation,
这不仅仅是羞辱整个的以色列民，
it is an insult to God of glory,
这是对神的荣耀的羞辱。
And because of this, David felt like this shouldn't have happened.
因着这，大卫他知道这不能够发生。
God's glory can never depart from the children of Israel.
神的荣耀不会从以色列民中出去。
So he took his challenge.
所以他就愿意承担这个挑战。
Today, brothers and sisters, do we care for God's glory more than anything else?
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们关心神的荣耀吗？
A lot of times we care about ourselves so much.
很多的时候我们关心我们自己太多。
We care about in our service. We care about how come my views are not given into consideration.
在我侍奉中，我们常常考虑我们的观点有没有被采纳。
How come my needs have not been met?
我们的需要有没有被满足
？How come my voice has not been heard?
我们的声音有没有被听到
？That's why there is a lot of conflict sometimes in the service.
这就是为什么在侍奉中我们有太多的。的不和。
If we look at closely in the service, this really, this friction really is nothing.
当我们如果在真实侍奉中，这些都不算什么。
So what really matters because people doesn't win.
但是在我们的感觉里面，这实在是很重要，因为我们不愿意放弃。
We feel like if my views has not been considered, then I'm insulted.
我们觉得如果我们的观点没有被采纳，我们就被羞辱了。
Sometimes I heard some brothers and sisters will say, "Oh, if you don't want to listen to my consideration, then I will not serve anymore."
有时候我听见弟兄姊妹讲，如果你不愿意听我的观点，那我就不侍奉了。
Today, are we here for our views being considered?
今天我们 只是关心我们的观点没被有没有被采纳吗
？Today whether our views is being considered is really doesn't matter.
今天我们的观点没有被采纳，这没有关系。
Today what we care for is God's glory, God's testimony here on earth.
我们今天所要关心的乃是神的荣耀和他的见证。
What we care for is the oneness of the body of Christ.
我们所关心的乃是在主里的合一。
If we care about our own self and God's glory being taken away, then our service lose its purpose.
如果我们只关心我们自己的观点，那主的就离去了，那我们的侍奉就没有任何。
David doesn't care about his security, doesn't care about his safety, nor his dignity or honor. He cares only about God's glory.
大卫他不关心他的安全，他不关心他的荣耀，他的地位，他的他在人中间所得的地位，他只关心神的荣耀。
That is the first thing he considered, God's glory.
这是他第一个所要关心的，就是神的荣耀。
Secondly, he recognized that the battle is not between men, it's between God.
第二点，他看见这个征战是在人和神之间。
It is a battle, the nature of the battle is between the God of Israel and the evil gods of the earth.
他看见这个征战的实质乃是以色列的神和外邦神之间的外邦的那个邪灵之间的征战。
That's why today when we serve,
今天我们侍奉
we met some problems.
我们遇见了难处。
We should recognize we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities in the heavenly places.
我们需要知道，我们不是与血征战，我们乃是你空中掌死权的人。灵属灵的征战
especially in the preaching of the gospel.
特别是我们传福音的时候
a lot of times we met some opposition.
我们遇到抵挡
brothers and sisters, this is not only a fight in mortal, it's not a mortal fight.
我们弟兄姊妹们，这不是外面的那些实质的征战
it is a fight against God of our God and the God of the universe.
这是我们的神和那个空中掌死权的恶魔之间的征战
number three.
第三点
David realized that the result of the battle even though it even started.
大卫他看见了那个征战的结果在征战没有开始之前他就看到了结果。
Verse 47 says, And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
第47节又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜不是用刀用枪因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华将你们交在我们手里
The last part says well, is the Lord This is the battle It's between the Lord of Israel and the evil powers
我们看见这个征战它的实质是耶和华神和外邦的邪灵
And the last part is that he will give you into our hands That is the result of the battle
所以最后一点我们看见他必将你们交在我们手里这是征战的结果
You know the translation is not very good He says here He will give you into our hands
这里翻译是说他必将你们交在我们手里
According to the Hebrew text It says here He had given you into our hands
在希伯来原文里面他是说他已将你们交在我们手里
In other words the battle is won already
也就是说这个征战已经得胜
The battle is the Lord's number one
这个征战是神的，这是第一点。
Number two, the Lord has already put you into our hands.
第二点，他已经将仇敌交在我们的手里。
David knew the result of the battle already.
大卫已经知道那个征战的结果。
The result of the battle is victory over the enemy.
他知道那个就是在仇敌身上大大。
And number four,
第四点
，He acted according to his faith.
他就照着他的信心行。
Verse 48 says, "And it came to pass when the Philistine arose, he came and drew nigh to meet David, and David hasted and ran towards to meet the Philistine."
第四十八节，非利士人起身迎着大卫前来，大卫急忙迎着非利士人往战场跑去。
He not only speak about victory.
他不仅仅是讲到得胜。
He act according to his faith. He hasted. He ran towards the Philistines.
他照着他的信心行，他急忙迎着非利士人往战场跑去。
In other words, he not only had a talking faith, but a walking faith.
他也就是说，他不仅仅是嘴上的信心，更加是实际行为上的信心。
Today you want to experience victory?
今天我们想要经历得胜吗
？You want to experience protection from the Lord?
你想要经历从神那里来的保护吗
？We need to act by faith.
你需要在信心里行。
And we know when David hasted to fight against the Philistines, we know the rest of the story is history.
那知道这接下来的故事，那已经成为历史。
Then we have the fifth valley, the valley of the shadow of death.
那我们再来看下一个谷，就是死荫的幽谷。
The valley of the shadow of death is a very popular, you know, verses that we read as a Christian.
那这一节经文是我们非常熟悉、非常愿意引用的经文。
You know, Psalms 23 is something very personal to each and every one of us.
诗篇二十三篇对我们每一个人都是有非常深的经历。
Because if you see the position of Psalm 23 is between Psalm 22 and Psalm 24.
那我们看见这一篇诗篇在22和24篇之间。
Psalm 22 speak of Calvary.
二十二篇是讲到
Calvary.
讲到覆盖
加
列山上
Where the Lord suffered and died for us.
也就是说主在加列山上为我们死。
That is in the past.
这已经过去了。
Now Psalms 24 speak of Mount Zion.
24篇他讲到了Mount Zion.
We are ascending to Mount Zion.
我们是向着山直去。
Say, oh, lift up your heads, all ye be lifted up, for your glory shall come in. In other words, we are smelling what we feel the excitement of what going through Zion.
我们向着锡安山赞美，我们每个人带着赞美来朝见神，在锡安山朝见神。
Because the Lord is coming back.
也就是说，神他回来了。
We are so joyful.
回来了，我们是何等的欢欣。
But brothers and sisters, that is for the future.
但是那是以后的事情。
But in Psalms 23, we speak about the valley.
但在二十三篇里面，我们讲到了。
When we talk about Psalms 23, is what we call the valley of the shadow of death is also called the place of what provision.
当我们讲到这个死荫的幽谷的时候，我们也说到在主的供应。
The Lord provides all our needs.
主他供应我们所有的需要。
You know, in Psalms 23 verse 1 and 2, he speak out, "The Lord is my shepherd."
他这里说到耶和华是我的牧者。
There is a one time, a young boy, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd; it is He that owns." That's not a very good translation, right?
我们一个小孩子在那里说耶和华是我的牧者，他满足我所有的需要，这不是一个很好的翻译。
But really, it is reality.
这是事实。
The Lord is my shepherd; it is He that what I need.
耶和华是我的牧者。他提供我所有的需要。
And he said that he maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
然后他使我躺卧在青草地上。
You know, as I was researching on this matter, he said he maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
让我做了一些调查，然后他这里是说让我们躺卧在那个青的草地上。
You know, a sheep can only lie down because of four things.
当一个羊它能够躺下来有四个理由四个要求。
Let me rephrase it. A sheep cannot lie down for four reasons.
那我再换句话说就是羊它有四个要求满足了它才能够躺下来。
Firstly, he cannot lie down if he is hungry.
第一个如果它饥饿的话它没有办法躺下来。
Looking for food to eat.
它不断地寻找食物。
But thank the Lord, he is our shepherd, he provides for all our needs.
感谢主他提供了我们所有的需要。
The second reason.
第二个。
The sheep cannot lie down because of danger. When he senses danger, he won't lie down.
当羊他感觉到危险的时候他不能够躺下来。
But thank God the Lord is my shepherd, he will take care of the danger.
感谢主他是我们的牧者他来保护我们。
We don't deny the fact that there is danger among us.
我们不否认那里有危险。
But we thank God there is a shepherd who take care of the danger.
但是感谢主，那有牧者他来保护我们。
Because he take care of the danger, we can what? Lie down in green pasture.
因为他保护我们，所以我们可以在青草地上躺卧。
The third reason why the sheep cannot lie down because of rivalry.
第三点，如果羊它不能够躺卧，如果有其他的羊来跟它一起抢吃。
Oh, you know, there's rivalry, and I want to be the first.
也就是说，我去第一个去吃草地。
They're trying for position. I'm first.
因为他们要相互的拥挤去抢那个第一个位置。
Does it sound familiar among Christians?
这是不是我们在基督徒中很常见的现象呢？
Even the disciples, I want to sit at the right hand and the left hand.
就 就是在使徒里面他们也想要坐在主的左手右手边。
This is what James and John said, I want to sit at your right hand and at your left hand. Then all the disciples get angry, where will you put me?
这是雅各和约翰他们说的，他们想要坐在主的左手右手边，其他的使徒就非常的生气。
A lot of times in the church there is always trying to jockeying for position.
也就是说在教会里面我们常常看见我们在那里争位置。
But thank the Lord,
但是感谢主，
the Lord is our shepherd.
他是我们的牧者。
He is here to take care of that problem.
他在这里来定夺。
He is here what, to attract us with his beauty.
他在这里彰显他的美丽。
To such an extent, we don't care for position, we only care to please him. Amen?
当我们看见主的荣美的时候，再关心我们的位置。
You know, taking position is in the world today, it's in politics.
世界里面人都愿意去争权夺利，这是政治。
But in the church, we don't care position. We care about the one whom I need to please is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在神的教会里，我们只关心神的荣耀有没有得到彰显。
Oh, I might be an elder, praise the Lord. I might be just a common say, Amen, praise the Lord.
我是长老，但是我很普通，但是我也感谢神。
Today we need to have this concept.
今天我们需要有这样的概念。
In the church today, he is the head. We are here to please the master.
在教会里面，主是居首位，我们是来讨他的喜悦。
Number the fourth reason.
第四个原因。
The sheep cannot lie down because of the pest.
第四点，羊它不能躺卧，因为那个草地。
And sometimes there is some mosquito. They just cannot be at peace.
草地里面如果有很多的蚊子的话，他们没有办法得到安息。
Today, Christian, we are not at peace when we have this so-called begetting sin.
今天我们基督徒，我们没有办法得到安息，因为我们有罪。有罪。
If there is our means, then we are not at peace.
如果在我们里面有罪，我们没有办法得享安息。
But if we have sin, what should we do?
我们这些罪影响我们的所做。
What should we do?
那我们要做什么呢？
First John says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书里面说到，如果我们认我们的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必要洗净我们的罪，除去我们一切的不义。
Yes, we are not perfect.
是的，我们不完全。
Sometimes we sin against the Lord, sin against our fellow men.
是的，我们有时候对着我们的兄弟犯罪。
Sometimes it causes us to have no peace within.
在我们的里面就没有安息。
But there is a way out.
但是在那里有一条路。
When we turn to the shepherd.
当我们回到牧者的面前。
When we repent before him, he is what? To cleanse us our sin and forgive us of all unrighteousness.
我们在他面前承认我们的罪的时候，他就要洗净我们不义。
This is the four reasons why the sheep cannot lie down.
这就是为什么羊它可以在那里躺卧。
The shepherd is there, he take away all these problems.
牧者在那里，他把所有的问题都解决了。
But the thing is, the Psalms doesn't end here. It says that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
诗篇并没有停在这里，他这里继续说到，我们虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
You know, I like very much the phrase called the valley of the shadow of death.
我实在是很喜欢这一句。死荫的幽谷。
You know, the valley of the shadow of death speak of a kind of a, it is a thing that exists, but it's only a shadow.
死荫的幽谷是讲到是一个事实存在的，但是它只是一个影子。
This is a valley.
这是一个幽谷。
But it's the shadow of death.
这是死荫的幽谷。
No, I went to a Webster dictionary, this is what it said. Let me read it to you.
我去字典上查了一下，我给大家读一下。
Shadow is like an illusion.
影子就像一个影像。
It is a perception of something objectively existing in such a way as to cause misinterpretation of its actual nature.
这个解释就是说，这个影像是一个事实上存在的，但是却是一个让人容易产生误解的一个事实存在的一个现象。
It's this thing exists.
也就是说，这个事情它事实存在。
But sometimes it causes a lot of misinterpretation.
但是它让我们产生许多的误解。
In other words, it is something that really that's not really what it appears to be.
也就是说，它所表现出来的并不是事实的现实。
Okay, I don't want you to become a Webster dictionary expert. Okay, in other words,
我并不是
what is death?
我并不是想要在这里咬文嚼字，但是我们想要看见 这个到底什么是死因
？Death to the unbelievers is an ending.
死亡对于不信的人，它是一个结局。
But to us, it's not an ending; it's a beginning.
但是对我们来说，却是一个开始。
It is not a termination; it's a germination.
它不是一个结，是一个开始。
It is not the end, but graduation.
这不是说毕业了，而是说。开始，是一个毕业。
When we die, it's a graduation.
当我们死亡了，我们就毕业了。
We are here on what? We are here to graduate to what? To meet the Lord.
那我们毕业了，我们去见神。
That's why in the Bible we never said we died. We are asleep.
也就是说，这是为什么在圣经里面我们不说死亡，我们说睡了。
我们在主里睡了。
我们在主里睡了。
Why? Because one day.When the trumpets are sound, we will all be arise.
因为在号筒吹响的时候，我们都要再复活。
Well, that's why to the unbelievers, when they die, there is a lot of mourning, there is a lot of sorrow because it's over.
这是为什么不信的主的人，当有人死的时候，他们有非常多的悲伤，有非常多的哭号，因为他们没有希望了。
To us Christians, there's a little sorrow. I know it.
在我们基督徒来说，在我们有一些悲哀、悲伤。
Well, we had emotion when somebody that is dear to us passed away. There is sorrow.
我们有情感，当有弟兄姊妹过世的时候，我们里面有悲伤。
But this sorrow is only momentary.
但是这个悲伤只是暂时的。
Because one day we will meet again.
因为有一天我们还要再见。
That's why when my father passed away, there's sorrow in my heart, but I know one day I want to meet him.
这是为什么当我父亲过世的时候，我心中有一些悲伤，但是我有一个盼望，有一天我可以见到他。
When brother Wei passed away, there's sorrow in my heart, but one day I want to meet him.
当魏弟兄过世，到主那里去的时候，我心里面有一些悲伤，但是我知道有一天我会再见到他。
That's why I love the fact that it's called the valley of the shadow of death. It's only a shadow.
这是为什么我喜欢这里说死因的幽谷，这只是一个影像而已。
And I like the fact that it says here, even though we pass through the valley of shadow of death, it means to say it's only temporary.
这是为什么说这里说我们行过死因的幽谷，也就是说是暂时的。
It's not permanent.
不是永远的。
Some people pass through problems and trials. Brother, let me tell you, let me comfort you in a sense, it's only temporary.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们有时候经过一些难处，经过一些患难的时候，那我们可以得到安慰，这些只是暂时的。
Maybe it's sickness, maybe it's a loss of a job, maybe it's a wayward child, but let me tell you, it is not permanent, it's temporary.
也许是我们生病了，也许是我们丢工作了，但是这一切都是暂时的。
It says, even though we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, it means to say, this is a means to higher ground.
也就是说，虽然我们行过死荫的幽谷，但是这个行过死荫的幽谷乃是我们到更高之处的那个途径。
In other words, this is something we need in order to what maturity in life.
也就是说，这是我们达到成熟的那个途径。
No one has been mature spiritually without passing through the valley of shadow of death.
没有人在属灵上能够成熟而不经过死荫的幽谷。
I don't mean to say that we need to ask Lord bring me to the valley of shadow of death. No, this is not what I meant.
当然，我不是说我们每个人都要求那个死荫的幽谷。
But the time when the Lord threw the valley of the shadow of death, we need to thank Him.
但是当主把我们放在那个死荫的幽谷的环境里面的时候，我们需要思想。
We need to thank the Lord for such grace and mercy.
我们需要为着主的怜悯来感谢他。
It is an opportunity for us to what? To experience him.
这是我们来经历神的一个机会。
We know the person who wrote the hymn, the one who wrote, Blessed Assurance.
我们知道那首诗歌,
Fanny Crosby, right.
Fanny Crosby 姊妹她写的那首诗歌, 神是我的。
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
神是我的，我心里有把握。
This is a hymn written by this sister many hundreds of years ago.
这是几百年前的一首诗歌。
But he went through a lot of sufferings.
但是他姊妹实在是经过了许多的困苦。
He was not born blind.
他生下来的时候他并不瞎。
It's because of incompetency of a doctor that caused her to be blind.
这是因为那个。医生的错误造成了他也瞎了。
Then afterwards she got married and had a child. The child died.
当他后来他结婚了，但是生了小孩，但是孩子却死了。
Then afterwards they have this so-called 44th wedding anniversary.
当在他们四十四年的结婚的日子里。
Okay. The next day, the husband died.
第二天，她的丈夫也死了。
It's like we are seeing our sister going through the valley of the shadow of death.
就我们看见我们的姊妹，她经过了死荫的幽谷。
Yet when we see her pass through this valley of shadow of death, we see so much maturity in her life that all the hymns that she had written become a comfort and encouragement to us who are still behind.
当我们看见姊妹经过这一切的患难，这一切的难处。他经过死荫的幽谷了以后，他的属灵的生命是如此的成熟。他写了许多的诗歌，成为众圣徒的安慰。
Today we don't deny the fact we will go through the valley of shadow of death.
我们不回避我们经过死荫的幽谷。
But the thing that we should be concerned of is my shepherd who's bringing us through.
有一点我们需要来注意的就是谁是我们的牧者，谁是带我们经过，谁是那个牧者。
If the Lord is my shepherd, then I shall not want.
如果主是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
好 ，Praise the Lord for the valley of shadow of death。
感谢主，为着死荫的幽谷，我们要感谢主。
It's a place of provision。
这是那个丰富供应的谷。
Give it 5 minutes more. Let's go through the last two.
我们还需要五分钟。
Okay, the valley of Hinnom, which is in Jeremiah chapter 19.
新嫩之谷，这是在耶利米书十九章。
You know, the Valley of Hinnom is a valley that's located south of Jerusalem.
新嫩之谷是在耶路撒冷的南边。
It is a place where a lot of kings in Israel who practice pagan worship the idols in that place.
这是在犹大君王里面有拜偶像的君王拜偶像。
They even committed murder by sacrificing on the altar.
他们甚至在那里把儿子烧了献给偶像。
That's why Jeremiah chapter 19 verse 2 and 3, the Lord judged this place.
这是为什么耶利米书十九章二章二节三节这里讲到那个审判。
And in 2 Kings, we know that King Josiah, a lover of our Lord, named this place as unclean.
在列王记里面，我们看见第二个犹大王他命令这个地方是不洁净的。
And because it is unclean, it became the municipal dumping place of the city of Jerusalem.
因为这个地方不洁净，所以这里成了倒垃圾的地方。
In other words, it's become a garbage disposal.
也就是说，在这里掉垃圾。
All the garbage in Jerusalem is just poured into the Valley of Hinnom and burned it in there.
所有的从耶路撒冷来的垃圾都在这里被倒下来，在这里焚烧。
And even those unclean dead bodies are burned in that Valley of Hinnom.
以至于很多的不洁净的血被送到这里来焚烧。
This valley signifies the burning hell.
在这个山谷，它是预表着那个
火湖。As in Mark 9, it says like where the what the worm dieth not, where the fire is not quenched.
就是在启示录里面说到的那个不灭的火，不死的虫。
In other words, this is the place where God judged all the wickedness of this world.
也就是说，在这里，神在这里审判以色列中的不洁。
It is the last place where Satan and his fallen angels will be put in order to put them to an end.
这是撒旦他最后被审判的终极的地点。
It is also the place where all those who reject God's plan of salvation will be put.
这也是所有拒绝神的福音的拒绝神的拯救的人的最后的被审判的地方。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not here to try to frighten you.
今天我们在这里并不是吓唬人。
A lot of times when we preach the gospel, we try to reject this kind of notion to what seems like we try to frighten people. If you don't believe in Jesus, you'll go to hell.
我们去传福音的时候，我们需要不要有这样子错误的观念，要吓唬福音朋友，你不信主，你就要去地狱。
But indeed, this is a fact.
但是这是事实。
They need to know that if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, your destiny is glory.
也就是说，如果你接受耶稣基督为你的救主，为你个人的救主，那你的结局就是荣耀。
If we reject God's plan of salvation, this is your destiny.
我们拒绝神的救恩，那新嫩子谷这个地方就是你的结局。
Then we need to be frank with the unbelievers.
今天我们需要成为福音朋友福音朋友的朋友。
We need to be frank with them, tell them the truth.
我们需要跟他们做朋友，告诉他们这个事实。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
This is what happened to those who the unbelievers.
这是不信主的人的结局。
But to us believers, our destiny is glory.
但是我的结局就是进入荣耀里。
The last verse, the last is called the Valley of Jehoshaphat.
最后一个山谷是约沙法谷。
It is called the place of providence.
这是
place of providence.
这是先知的谷。
预备的谷。Joel 3:2 it says that is the place where there will be the what we call the battle of the Armageddon.
在约珥书里面我们看见有一个征战。
It's also in Revelation chapter 19 verse 19 to 20. If you have time, you can read it.
在启示录19章里面。19章19到20节里面有一个征战。
The Valley of Jehoshaphat is located between Jerusalem and Mount of Olives.
在这个约沙法谷，它是在以巴路山和
Mount of Olives，
和基利新山之间。
This is called the Kidron Valley.
也叫做四剑。
This is called the focus of the end of the world.
这是世界的中心。
Where all the when the there will be called the battle of the Armageddon.
这在那里曾经发生过激变的征战。
No, battle of Armageddon.
Armageddon.
It is called the final battle.
这是最后的征战。启示录里面说到了最后的征战。
Well, the Lord will gather all the armies of the Antichrist and the false prophet and the armies of the East and armies of the, you know, whatever armies there, they all come together and fight against Israel.
在启示录里面我们看见那个假先知还有敌基督还有从东方西方来的军队一起来和神的名征战。
When they fight against Israel are just put like pushed into a corner, then there is no more hope.
以色列神的名被推到一个角落里，好像已经没有了指望。
Then the Lord came back from and stepped on Mount Olives.
这时候主带来了，他在那个。
And he stepped on the mountain spread into two, and what? Lord provided Israelites to what? A way of escape.
当主站在那个山上的时候，主为以色列民开了一条路，让以色列民可以出来。
That is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是主的再来。
That's why John the Beloved says, "Come, Lord Jesus."
这就是这里说到的，到主面前来。
不是 ，Yeah, that's why the Beloved John have this kind of a prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus."
这就是为什么。约翰使徒约翰在这里说：“主啊，愿你来。”
This is all the hope of all every saint, every brothers and sisters.
这就是我们每一个圣徒我们心中的盼望。
Aren't we hoping for the Lord's coming back?
我们难道不盼望我们的主再来吗
？Seeing all these things happening around us.
当我们看见我们周遭所发生的这些事情
，economically, politically, morally, everything is all going downward spiral.
经济的、政治的。道德的，所有的这一切都在往下走。
Today we had a cry in our heart.
今天在我们心中有个深深的有。
Our future is not here.
我们的盼望不在这里。
Our future is in the heavens.
我们的盼望乃是在天上。
Our future is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的盼望乃是主的再来。
That's why we shout Maranatha.
所以我们说 Maranatha.
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我愿你来。
May this all the cry of the saints.
愿这成为我们心中的呼求。
Are my message ends up here?
我的信息就停到这里。
I hope these seven valleys cause a lot of encouragement in our heart.
我盼望这七个山谷在我们的心中，成为我们的激励。
Through all these valleys, we will know more concerning who our Lord is.
经过这七个山谷，我们对主有更深的认识。
And we know how He deals with His people.
我们看见他是怎样的来。制作他的百姓。
He loves us. He provides all our needs.
他爱我们，他为我们提供所有的一切的缺乏。
On the other hand, we need to be faithful to him.
也就是说，我们需要向他忠心。
We need to love him and live a consecrated life.
我们需要爱他，我们需要过圣洁的生活。
On our hearts, there is only one hope: his coming back.
在我们的心有一个盼望，就是他的再来。
Word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your encouragement.
主啊，我们早前我们感谢你的激励。
You are not only the God of the hills, you are also the God of the valleys.
你不仅仅是山神，你也是平原的神。
You are everything to us.
你是所有。
What we need, you are.
我们所需要的，你都提供。
You are Jehovah, the great I am.
你是耶和华神，你是万有。
Today as we are here on this earth.
今天我们在地上。
We pray that you grant us grace.
你愿你的荣耀彰显。
Oh, that we might become your testimony here on earth.
让我们可以成为你在地上的荣耀的见证。
May our hope always be focused on you.
叫我们的所有的盼望都是在你的身上。
We hope for your coming back.
我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
愿你来。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。